You're listening to The Positive Professional with me, Tracy Yvonne.
Thanks for tuning back in. Today's episode is going to be about owning your life.
Today's episode is sponsored by Ivy Elite Training. Are you looking for online professional workplace training to improve your knowledge, competence, skill, and effectiveness? Then visit www.ivyelitetraining.com.
So often people choose to settle for what's safer and what's more comfortable. They let life happen to them other than actually creating the life they want for themselves. They paralyze themselves into safe places, living according to other people's opinions and dreams. The safer choice is taking a traditional job in a billionaire's company. That job, which will take 40 years of your life, living paycheck after paycheck. That means that you may never have enough money to take a vacation, nor have free time to enjoy those few earnings you've made from the job. The comfortable choice is not having something to believe in. You waste your time going after one doctrine after the other. You let your circumstances define you, and simply life happens to you. This is called survival. Living, on the other hand, focuses on the total opposite. When you're living intentionally, you have set a purpose to your life. You own your life. You focus on doing things, on growing and achieving. While surviving centers around getting on to the next day, living centers around the life and how to embrace life to the fullest. You're aware of your health, so you monitor what you eat, you exercise, and you go for regular medical checkups. You don't just let life happen to you as a survivor. You live life with a set of intent. Every financial choice you make is intentionally aligning towards gaining financial freedom or independence. You acknowledge what you're passionate about, and you take small, consistent, deliberate actions to fulfill your passion. This is owning your life. Actively participating in creating the life you want for yourself and the people in your life, that's the power of intention. The first step to owning your life is taking responsibility for the decisions you make and for your actions. We are the architects of our lives. Our lives are made up of a series of small and big choices that we make every day. When you don't make the choice for yourself, it's made for you. The fundamentals of this journey are first finding your true identity. When you have understood your truth and sense of self, you then set your intent for your life, what you aspire to achieve, your goals, dreams, or ambition. The last step is taking big or small purposeful steps toward fulfilling that purpose. Now, everyone loves a good rag to riches success story. And one of my favorites is the life story of Oprah Winfrey. As Oprah has shared, she was born into poverty in rural Mississippi to a teenage single mother. And she was raised on a farm by her grandmother for the first 6 years of her life. Oprah often shares her story that her grandmother was so poor, a lot of times she wore dresses that were made out of potato sacks and other children made fun of her. Even at a very tender age, Oprah envisioned a much better life for herself. She got a job in radio at 16 while she was still in high school. And at age 19, she was hired on a television as a co-anchor for the local evening news. She didn't really know how to write or act, but deep inside, she says that she knew that she wanted to become an actress. That was her truth. When Oprah was 22 years old, she was making about $22,000 a year. And a lot of people were telling her that that's the best that she can get. But even though she was doing well, she knew that she could do better. In one of her many inspirational quotes, Oprah says, "Everyone has a calling, and your real job in life is to figure out as soon as possible what that is, who you are meant to be, and to begin to honor that in the best way possible for yourself." And that's exactly what she went on to do, honoring her truth. And when the opportunities were presented to her, she was ready and prepared to pursue her inner calling. Remember, success is the result of owning your life. You should not allow your background or any sorts of limitations to stop you from following your truth, purpose, and intention. Refuse to be defined by the box that people put around you, and fight any fear that may come your way. And finally, be prepared when the opportunity door is opened. Stay safe and be well.